How do we know that when a person brings the first fruits to the Beit HaMikdash and he reads the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, that he must read the parsha in Lashon HaKodesh? It says by Mikra Bikurim, a Lashon of Anita Va'amarta. And later on, when it discusses the brachas and klalot that are to be said in Har Griz and Bahar Abel, it also says Va'anu Halavim. Ma'aniya ha'amura lahalon v'lashon ha'kodesh, afkan v'lashon ha'kodesh. Just like when it says a lashon of Va'anu Halavim, that the brachas and klalot have to be said daft in lashon ha'kodesh, as we learned this out from Matan Torah, that the Torah was given in lashon ha'kodesh. So too, when it has that same lashon, by Mikra Bikurim Va'anita V'amarta, the Mikra Bikurim has to be done dafka in lashon ha'kodesh. Chalita Ketza. How do we know that the parsha of Chalita has to be said dafka in lashon ha'kodesh? V'anta v'amra. It says by the Chalita, the lashon of anta v'amra ulahalan hu oimer v'anu halavim v'amru. And later on, when it discusses the brachas and klalos that are to be said in Har Grizim and Har Abel, it also says the lashon of anu halavim. Ma'aniya ha'amura lahalan v'lashon ha'kodesh. Afkan v'lashon ha'kodesh. Just like when he uses the lashon of Anu Halavim, the brachos and klalos have to be said dafka a lashon HaKodesh, as we learn out from Gzera Shava from Matan Torah, as the Torah was given a lashon HaKodesh. So too, since it had that same lashon by Chalitza, Va'anta, Va'amra, Chalitza also has to be said in lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Va'anta, Va'amra, Kacha. Atchit Taimar, B'lashon HaZeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, since it says a lashon of Kacha, Kacha signifies that it has to be said dafka the way it is written in the Torah, and just like the Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, so the parsha of Chalitza has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh.